and made a promise about the outpouring of his Holy Spirit. And the promise of God never fails. And years ago, the Lord said, I have begun to pour out my Holy Spirit. Begun. And I will pour it out and pour it out and pour it out until the earth yields the harvest that I seek. I will pour out my Spirit on this land. Though the earth be as hard as concrete, I will pour out my Spirit until it bears fruit, until it bears a harvest that I desire, the harvest that I seek, the harvest that will please me.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yes. Yes.
This is from Isaiah 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. And Lord, thank you for your invitation that is always there, always near for us to come to you in our great thirst, in our great ongoing thirst, to come and be filled by you, to come and be filled again by that Holy Spirit that never runs out and never runs dry. And thank you that your Spirit is holy and is there to make us holy, there to burn us up, there to make us fire in your hands, there to send us out as your church with the good news of the gospel, there to make a difference, there to blow where it wills. We cannot constrain you, Lord. We can only be tools in your hands, and we invite you to have your way with us and to send your Spirit even more upon us.
There's a few words from the Acts of the Apostles, similar to that from Claire. It is not for you to know times or dates the Father has decided by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will be my witnesses. So I feel God is saying, we don't know everything, we don't know everything that's happening around us, we don't know times or dates, but we can know his presence, we can know his gift of his Spirit. Thank you, God.
I was reminded of something I heard. Emily and I were listening to Nicky Gumbel this morning, and he was talking about Zacchaeus, and Jesus saying to Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today. And I felt like the Lord was saying that to each one of us. I'm coming to your house today. And it says that Zacchaeus welcomed him gladly. And we have that chance to say, yes, Jesus, you're really welcome in my house, in my home, in this funny time. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you that, Lord, even though the world might be as concrete to receive your word, thank you, Lord God, that you are powerful enough, that your word is powerful enough. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that enables us to come to you. You are the one that came down to make that possible. And thank you that even now, in these days, through the Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord God, that what is impossible is possible to you. Lord, you can turn people's hearts. Lord, you can make people receptive to you. You can help people, Lord, to receive your word. Thank you that nothing is impossible to you, that you are able through your power, Lord. But Lord, use us. Lord, help us to be receptive to the Spirit. Help us, O Lord God, to cooperate with you in that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are powerful, but thank you, Lord God, that you also use us. Lord, help us to be open to you. That more men and women, Lord, might come to know you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other day, someone said that the book of the Acts of the Apostles is still being written. It's still being written through the Holy Spirit. And each of our lives is a new chapter. I pray that this may be true for us. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we want to give you thanks for your words to us today on this Pentecost Sunday. We want to thank you for the prophetic word that Bruce spoke to us, reminding us that with God all things are possible. Even with situations that look like concrete, like things aren't going to change, but we thank you that you will pour out your Holy Spirit again and again and again and change that situation. Lord, we thank you for Claire's word, reminding us that we can come to you, that we can receive from you. We are thirsty, Lord. We are thirsty all the time. Lord, on a day like today, we're physically thirsty, but Lord, we want to be men and women who are spiritually thirsty all the time, who yearn and long for more and more of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We want to hear your voice, like Zacchaeus heard your voice saying, I want to come to your house today. Lord, we thank you that you are making an invitation to us, Lord, and we want to respond as Robert prayed out by saying yes to you again today. Lord, this community says yes to you. This community says yes, have your way with us, sovereign Lord. Have your way with us, Holy Spirit. We want to be men and women who are fully under your authority and lordship. We want to be men and women whose yes means yes. We want to be men and women who choose to follow you wholeheartedly and to cooperate with the work of your Holy Spirit. Lord, soften us, soften those parts of our hearts and our lives that have become calloused and hard, and make us the men and women that you want us to be. Come Holy Spirit, and be with us through the rest of this meeting. Lord, touch our hearts, soften them where they need to be softened, transform them when they need to be transformed. Challenge us, O Lord, in new ways, that we would be those men and women who write the next chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.